During the summer of 1980, I went to Bermuda for a little holiday. Little did I know at that time this would be the last summer of my life. All of this and more on day 25 of Audio Mo. Hello and welcome to day 25 of Audio Mo. If my poor imitation did not reveal, I am talking about John Lennon. And yes, he was shot later that year in 1980. But during the summer of 1980, he did go to Bermuda just to get away. And how do I know this? Well, yesterday I was looking on Facebook of all people, or of all places, looking through my news feed. And I do follow John Lennon on Facebook. And they were promoting his app on the App Store called John Lennon, the Bermuda Tapes. And they were saying it was on sale. I didn't know how much at the time, but I go there, I find out it's only $1.99. It is an amazing little interactive app. I'd like to read to you what it contains, okay? It is, if you are a Beatles fan or a John Lennon fan or a creative person who is interested in how other people create, this is going to be so awesome. Let me read this description to you. John Lennon, the Bermuda Tapes, is an immersive album app that tells you the story of John Lennon's journey to Bermuda in the summer of 1980. Avid Lennon fans will be treated to a rarely heard demo music, while all fans will experience the innovative storytelling of a pivotal moment in John's life. Here's what the John Lennon Bermuda Tapes feature. Intimate demo recordings from John and Yoko, audio explorations that reveal John's songwriting process, and a new interactive storytelling experience where users take the helm of the Meghan Jane, which is the boat, sailboat I think he was on, or regular boat, and visit locations on Bermuda special to John. Listen to John and Yoko as they write the music of Double Fantasy, which was an incredible album, by the way. I have a little excerpt from the app, a 2-minute little demo, and I put it on here for you. Have a listen.
My life takes three.
Where's the mic?
Oh, there it is.
My life, take it, it's mine to give. Take it and let me live in you.
He hears the chord structure, and then the words go around and around the block for a while until the word and the sound of the word match the sound of the chord and the rhythm. And that's how I work.
Why not leave us alone?
Time he gets to the studio, he has the words written and he's got maybe two versions, and they go through changes until the word matched the sound of the chord and the rhythm.
Just like starting over.
Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice?
That was amazing, and it is filled with more of the same for each of his songs from that album. To me, this is so cool. I'm so happy that I found this somehow online, and I think you will like it too. couple of lessons already I've learned from that. When you're creating something, don't be afraid to be sloppy at first. You could always refine things later. And don't let that sloppiness or that imperfection that is going to happen at the beginning of the creative process stop you from starting. It's part of it. You start making something, it's like a big chunk of clay. It is so unrefined, it's not even funny. But you work on it, you let it sit, and you work on it some more. And it goes into this in depth with this Bermuda Tapes. I highly recommend it. Thanks so much for listening to day 25 of Audio Mo. This is called the John Lennon, the Bermuda Tapes app. At least that's what I talked about. And we will catch you tomorrow on day 26 of Audio Mo.